I'm really excited for today. I have a very beautiful message for you guys. I'm going to try to make it as long as possible. It's just so funny because I talk to, you know, teenagers, kids at our youth group and with short attention spans. And I don't know, I can talk to them for like an hour plus, you know, but when it comes to adults with somewhat better attention spans, because let's all admit our attention span is kind of cooked, you know, even me, you know, I'm 27, so it can get pretty bad. But yeah, and I'm like short and sweet, but the weather's nice. I'm sure we can appreciate a short and sweet message, especially when we have plans today, right? You guys got some plans after this? I do. Don't mean to brag, you know. It's my little sister's birthday. So, you know I have a little sister. I love her. I do my due diligence as an older brother and just like get on her nerves all the time. That's it. Older brothers out there, y'all know. So today I'm going to talk about God's will about our lives, and I call this message God's Will Made Simple. I want to start off with a question. What is God's perfect plan and will for your life? Is it to be a leader, a follower, a pastor, evangelist, apostle, prophet, teacher, worship leader, a mother, a father? What do you think the will of God is in your life? See, it's how many of us ever went to the grocery store and we're looking for something really simple and stupid like shampoo or like toothpaste? And you just look at you guys see the options, the unlimited options of like just something ridiculous. And you're just like, how much, like, you know, like, should I get toothpicks? Should I get the floss, the string one, or should I get like the pick ones? And it's like, oh, like how many, what's the value, the toothpaste, you know, there's like anti-cavity, gummed health, all this breath stuff. And then you're afraid you might buy like garbage and you're stuck with it. See, just as overwhelming it is for us in that area, when it comes to picking and choosing and trying to understand what God has for us, it can be very overwhelming. How many of us agree? You're like on this path of like self-discovery, or have been. I know I'm this is a very like Gen Z message. I really want to talk to like almost this half of the room, you guys young people. But I know parents, y'all are good. Just, you're in for a treat. So to break down God's will over our lives, let's break it down into two simple categories. There's the internal and there's the external. What do I mean by those two? The external, let's start off with that. How many of us know God wants us to get married? He wants us to have a family. He wants us to live our dream. He wants us to be happy, right? But these are external things. These are the external things that God wants for us, which is great, but God wants something better. Which is the internal will of God, which is this: who are you becoming? Who are you as an individual? What are you obsessed with? What takes up most of your headspace throughout your life, throughout your day? What are your daily expressions that allow you to step into what God has for you, even if you even think about that throughout the day or most of the day? But Scripture lays this out very clearly. God reveals His will for us very plainly in Scripture. I'm going to go, Diana, or whoever that is, I'm going to have you put up 1 Thessalonians 5. She's hiding. 5, chapter 5, verses 16 and 18 says this: rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Jesus Christ for you. So three things God is asking of you: joy, prayer, and thanksgiving. Guys, these are not suggestions. You want to know what God has for you? Have joy in your life. Pray. Actually talk to Him. Be thankful. You have to want Jesus, guys. You have to tell Him that. Go and tell him that. And you're probably like, oh, I already know that. But how's that working out for you? How's that working out? You're here, which is great. We all have issues. But guys, despite our circumstances, give thanks in all circumstances. Everyone say all. All circumstances. I don't care what's going on in your life. Because God is so much bigger than what's going on in your life. He's vastly bigger. He's vastly more superior and bigger than all of these things. And this is a beautiful thing because he's someone we can rely on. Be thankful that he's here. Be thankful that, man, I am saved. I am not groveling in a bottomless pit trying to claw my way out through my good works, my good deeds. Good luck with that. You got to have joy, right? Joy that rests on your relationship with God, not your circumstances. You ever have a bad day? What, no one has a bad day in their life? Wow, great. Good job. What am I doing here? Guys, no matter how horrible your day goes, there is always something to be happy about. Think about it. I like to think in like science fiction terms. I'm really into like, you know, time travel movies and everything. And it's like, I think like, okay, I'm having a really crappy day, but I know there is a slight possibility, like there is a timeline in this moment where I'm happy. And what is wrong with me right now that what can I do to get there? There's a lot of the times we have a bad day and we react, we blow up, we go to our default settings and we blame everybody but ourselves. You don't have joy. I'm like yelling at you guys, you don't have joy. You don't have joy. Prayer that maintains ongoing communication. You ever try this is simple. Try walking around with your eyes closed. Good luck. You gotta know what's in front of you. And imagine we are, guys, in the real world, when it comes to God's plan, we're freaking blind. We're blind. And God's telling us what to do as we do things. It's like we have our eyes closed and he's just carrying us. We got to have ongoing communication. You can't rely on yourself. You can try that, but good luck getting somewhere with that way of thinking. Gratitude, thankfulness, thanksgiving. There's a psalm that says, we enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. You guys know what I'm talking about? This is where our heart becomes aligned. This is where we ourselves get out of the way because we're thankful about him. We're thankful for him, not about what we're producing. Because we wouldn't be producing anything if it weren't for him. But here's the difference between what is being said and what actually happens throughout our lives. There is a resistance. There is a friction. And friction is good, all right? But don't let it pull you away from where you're supposed to be. Don't let it define you. Because obviously, Scripture tells us to do this, and we acknowledge that, and it's really hard. And we know that, and then we're over here doing whatever. Our issues really are comprised of just our lack in trust in God. Anxiety, fear. Guys, my generation, Gen Z, Gen Alpha, fear and anxiety, that's gotta go. If you're being held back from where you're supposed to be by fear and anxiety, that costs too much. Just let it go. Give it up. We like to wrestle. We like to think, you know, oh, I just need to fight this thing and I can get rid of it. No. Instead of taking it out, try putting something in. If I want freedom, I have to want Jesus more than I even want my own freedom. I have to want him because he is where all good things come from. Not my own works, not my good deeds, not my 4 chapters a day Bible reading plan. No, no. If I want help, I go to where help truly comes from. Our issues, I'll say it again. You got to trust God more than you do right now. And trust me, yes, if you're living in this right now, like, I trust God, trust me, there is more. And you know it. You know it. Your life isn't perfect. My life isn't either. Gosh, I give my whole heart, my whole everything into Wednesday evenings. And sometimes I don't get jack squat. When I can go to construction, I can go on my knees for 12 hours a day, lay floors, get paid with the same amount of passion, same amount of tenacity and love and like just like, oh, I just love my craft. But I do this and I love it. And you know what my reward is? In my free time where I have or I just have time for myself. I go and I spend time with those that I love, with those that I serve on Wednesday nights. It's not just restricted to just Wednesday evening, Sunday afternoons. No, I go out and I tell people, I make sure they know that I'm there for them. This is the love that I have to share. And it doesn't come from my own actions, but by the grace of God. His will in my life isn't about doing anything, but about a heart posture. Like, you think your will, the will of God in your life, let's say you think the will of God of your life is to be a businessman. You think God wants you to, you know, be in business and make a lot of money. Well, what happens when your business fails over and over and over? Does that waver your perception, your perspective on God? Let's say you think the will of God in your life is to sing in worship, right? You think that's what you're supposed to do. But what if your voice goes away? Your voice just disappears. Ma, if your voice disappears and you can't sing anymore, does that waver your perspective on God? Absolutely not. Karina, perfect example. She comes up here and sings. I'm hearing on my left, she's singing her heart out. Because it doesn't matter where she's at, whether here or there. The condition is right in here. The will of God is not doing, but it is joy. It is prayer and it is thanksgiving in all circumstances. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen in the chat? So stop stressing out. Stop stressing out about what job you're going to have, who you're going to marry. Girls, this is for you. Stop stressing about who you're going to marry, who is you're going to be your husband. Stop stressing about all of these trivial things, because the most important thing is Jesus. Is Jesus in your life? Stop choosing anxiety and fear over joy, because guys, it's a choice. When fear and anxiety comes your way and it shakes you up, that's, we choose that because we're so afraid and God is so little in these trials and tribulations. But the solution isn't to try to fight this, but to just make God bigger in your life. There's the key right there. Boom, you're welcome. That one's for free. Don't stress out about what career path suits you best, what job you should take, what you're going to wear, all right? Girls, I know some of y'all probably took like almost an hour picking out that outfit, all right? Just chill, all right? You're wasting too much headspace. I have like, man, we did the clothes drive, right? Man, Yilisei, he's got a lot, man. He's got a lot of my clothes, let's just say. I got my whole wardrobe just... So when I came back from college, you know, I like dressing up, I like clothes, but I got no money. So you go to the thrift store, but man, did that bite me in the butt, because I got bags and bags full of clothes that I just need to get rid of. Whew. And I just have like my Uniqlo essentials, like 3 pairs of pants. and I'm so happy. Oh, I love it. I don't have to like spend so much time getting ready and be all miserable. Oh, that's too much. The solution to all your problems is laid out so clearly. Joy, prayer, and continual thanksgiving. It's so simple. All right. I want to preach a simple message, but it's the Holy Spirit that I ask for to make it deep. I'm not going to worry about trying and fighting and to get you to understand. Guys, if you know what I'm talking about, it's because the Holy Spirit is speaking to you right now. So seek joy, pray continually, and be grateful. Stop worrying about choosing the right thing, okay? If you choose the wrong thing, guys, you're not cooked, all right? You're fine. You're fine. God's will for your life will always be about how you choose to live and who you choose to live for. So to simplify and to go deeper into God's will, it is simply for you to choose Him over fear, over your worries, over your sickness, over other people's sickness that worry you dearly. His will is for you to rise above that and to rest on Him, not on what you can produce, but what He has already done. It's that simple. But it's just in our nature to complicate things, guys. I'm here to tell you to just make it simple. Simplify your approach. We all have a plan. We're told after we graduate middle school, high school, college, to make a plan. Have a plan. Figure out what you want to do. What you want to do. You think about you all the time, right? Guys, it's not about you. I think about, I sit in my prayer time, I think about this, like, Jesus, what are the things that I and my generation that we're troubled by? We're troubled. You know what we're troubled by? Ourselves. Self. We make things all about us when it's not. It never was. Ego starts to creep in. We think we're always right. When we're arguing with people, we choose our own sense of right over love in a conversation. I do too. I'm not perfect. She's pointing at me, my fiance. It's true. Like we'll be having a disagreement, arguing almost. And I'll catch myself. I'm like, man, I am so prideful. But I want to love her more than be right. I don't care about being right. I just wanna be in love. I wanna choose joy right now. Sorry, baby. I don't wanna. It's true. Which this goes on to the next part of this message. Choice. Choose the better portion. All right. Is that Elizabeth? Oh, all right, Elizabeth. Throw on the next scripture. I'm going to go into Luke chapter 10, the story of Mary and Martha. We all love that story. I do, personally, because this one hits home because growing up, there's more. Oh, there's two parts. Oh, thank goodness. Oh. I'll just read it. I'll yap after. Now, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she went up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. But then the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her.
It's a beautiful story.
I feel like my family, we use this verse passage a lot. I'm looking at my mom. It's like we grow up to be one of two types of individuals. We either grow up to be like Marthas or like Marys. And I'll admit, I'm a Martha, all right? I can be a Martha, but I can be a Mary too, you know? You know, Jay's bachelor's party, you know? They're all chatting around the fire, and I'm literally in the forest in the pitch black just chopping wood, you know? If I weren't there, we would be, like, running away because, like, it's, like, if you're in a forest, it's pitch black, and you just hear, like, cracking in the distance. Woo, you run. You hop in your car, and you get out. Screw the gear. Forget the gear. You're going. But no, like, my thing, personally, I love to serve, you know? And part of my growth in my life, you know, part of my testimony is I served a lot. And sometimes it was really good, and sometimes it brought out the best, and sometimes it brought out the worst in me. You know, growing up doing the youth camps, you know, serve, serve, serve. You just get in the dirt, here's a shovel, go, go, go. But then not taking care of yourself, not knowing how to say no, you know, that can really stray you off the path. But growing up, I remember reading this and I'm thinking, man, that's me. You ever have that? Like Peter, you know, you read about Peter screwing up. You know, you tell someone to their face, oh, I'm going to be there for you, and you're not. Oop. But in this story, tells us this, we'll always be faced with a choice. Choose. You got to choose. How do you want to respond? Do you want to respond, like actually respond? That's what Mary did. Of course, in the ancient biblical times, women, they do, like Martha's doing her job. She's, you know, hospitality is a big thing in Jewish culture. You know, when you visit someone's house, you set the table, you put out the nice stuff. Mary probably knew that. Jesus wasn't their first guest. Pretty sure they had more people. But when faced with Jesus, the real Jesus, you have a choice. How do you respond? Do you try to please him? Or do you just zip it and you go low? And you don't make it about yourself. You don't point and get mad at other people for choosing the right thing. Don't. This is so important, guys. Because this goes beyond what anything I could say. Because it's not about, this isn't about sermons. This isn't about saying wise things that are, you know, clips, you know. It's not about that. It's about recognizing what is really important. And this isn't an action. This is a continuous response. This is a continual activity that we must do, that we must abide by. Ask yourself daily, what is more important right now? You have a disagreement with a friend, right? Someone does something to you, very rude. They say something, maybe they didn't mean to say it rudely, but you feel hurt. Do you go to your instincts and react? Or do you just take a deep breath, just think about Jesus. Don't think about punching that person in the face. Just think about Jesus and just love that person like you love Jesus. And love Jesus like you love that person. And just watch all of that yucky stuff just fades away. See, it's not about fighting whatever's going on inside of you, but just put something more important in. Just put Jesus inside of your life in those areas where you recognize he needs to be in, and just watch, and you'll see everything that is not supposed to be in there. It will fade away, it'll crumble away, and you won't even fully realize it yet. it will take you a while to realize, because you're just in so much peace. You're like, man, life is so good. I'm not even thinking about sinning. I'm not even thinking about that stuff. You have to like almost force yourself to do horrible things. Like really try. But you realize, man, that's not me. Dang, life is good. So choose the better portion. Guys, let's be like Mary. Doesn't that sound like a great idea? Let's be like Mary. Of course, Marthas are good. I will admit, Marthas are great. You know, I happen to be a pretty good Martha myself. But like being Mary, you have to understand which is which. You know, what's the appropriate response? When Jesus comes, that Mary inside of you better come out. So like I want to talk about response versus reaction, right? This is the choice that we have in every circumstance. Right, let me throw a funny little hypothetical story that I just typed up. Let's say it's your best friend's wedding and your fellow bridesmaid or groomsman, right? You're on the bridal party, whoop, whoop, you made it. They do or say something to you that's kind of rude and disrespectful and it hurts. Do you go to your best friend and cry to them and try to make the other person apologize? And do you make it all about yourself? Or do you realize that it's not about you? It's not about you. It's about, there's more important things to discover. There's more important things to worry about than your own opinion over how you feel like you should be treated. Lay that or put that aside for a moment. That can be saved for another conversation at another time. Let's push the pause button on that, right? Do you just take it on the cheek, right? Response versus react. See, when you're reacting, you're this. You ever do that? You're in a heated situation. You're in a heated moment, and you just like. That's reacting. You're just going off of your own triggers, your own like default settings, you know. You're reverting to your default settings. But responding, it takes a little bit of time. It takes a little bit of patience. It might look like weakness to some people, but you're choosing the better portion. And at the end of the day, it's not about what people think about you, how you look, what you say. It's about what's in here. What do you really want to convey that's in here? This is good. And then on to the next thing. It's not about you. I think I already did that. I don't know. So for God's, to understand God's will, let's go a little deeper. God's will is not about you. It involves you. You're involved in it, but you're not at the center of it. It's not about you. Just like worship is not about you. It's not. You're not the main character, guys. You're not the main character. This isn't you don't live a main character arc. You know, that's not, Jesus is the main character. Thank you. Main character syndrome. Ever heard about it? People on social media portraying this illusion that they're the main character and we're all just NPCs. We're all just, you know, in the way. It just breeds ego. You know, if that's something you struggle with, if you want to kill ego in your life, like really squash that sucker, serve. Be a doormat. And watch, you'll see that little thing, that evil thing. It'll die. It'll die a swift death. If you want, guys, I'm looking for some new youth leaders. You know, if you really want to kill ego in your life, if you really want to serve, trust me, ain't no better place than serving teenagers. You know, pizza again, bruh. I don't have to get you anything. Trust me, that'll humble you real fast. Trust me. If you want, you talk to me after service. We'll see if that's the right. We'll see if that's the right plan for you. Instead of thinking, how does God fit in my life, which is yuck, Don't think like that. Think, how can I serve God's vision? How can I serve God's will in my lifetime? Through serving, through praying, through loving others, loving my neighbors, my coworkers. Isn't this great? Aren't you guys getting something great today? This is awesome. Guys, God's plan isn't really a plan at all. It's just heart posture. His will, what he has for you in the future, is to have joy in all circumstances. Pray through all circumstances. So what? You're going through some stuff with mom and dad and something's crazy going on. You have, your physical dad is kind of, but you got a heavenly dad, which is whoop whoop. And that is something to celebrate. That is something to give thanks for, because it's not all up to you anymore. It never was. You just lean on him. Just rest on him. Like, man, like growing up, I'm so grateful to have a dad like mine. You know, not to brag or anything, you know, he's pretty good. Not perfect, okay? Sorry, Pop. I think you know that, though. It's great, because how else would I know how to respond and do all these? Because everything I've learned came from a man who was always the same throughout his whole life, on stage, off stage, doesn't matter. And that's a great tool to use for my life, but it's not the center. I love him, but I don't want to be exactly like him. I don't want to. God is not asking me to do that. God's not asking you to be like your mom or your dad. You don't have to worry about being like your mom or your dad, because you could always be like your heavenly dad. And that's the greatest gift ever. So have joy. Pray continuously and be grateful in all circumstances. Everyone say all. See, this is what will help you shift your focus off of yourself and towards God 100% of the time. So, recap. Choose the better portion. Not just in a moment, but as a lifestyle. And it's not about you. It won't be about you. Don't hope for it. God doesn't change. He won't. In order for him to change, he would either have to be better or worse. But he's exactly where he knows he needs to be. He's perfect in every way. So he's not going to change, not even for you. He won't. It's all about being like Jesus. It's all about him. You know, our youth ministry, the Sun People, you know, our thing is, it's all about Jesus. And this mission statement can go as far as eternity, because you will always, in your own life, you will always say this at any moment, at the end of it all. After every day, every hard tribulation, you will always utter, Jesus, it's all about you. But Jesus, it's all about you. Jesus, I'm going through something and it's so hard and it's so painful, but it's all about you. It's so simple and it's so deep. And my prayer, my hope is for you to take this with you, is for a seed to be sown in your heart, to where you don't have to be anxious and fearful of your future. God doesn't want that. He wants you to be happy. He wants that for you. He wants you to have a nice car. He wants you to have a house. He wants you to have all these things. But do they really matter? No. No, they don't. Because what if it's gone? What if all that stuff, all that fluff you rested your whole life upon is gone in a moment? You spend all your money on a nice car. Paying like $300 on insurance. Bro, what? Yuck. You know, your whole paycheck goes away and you get into a car accident. Oh, yikes. Who are you? Who are you really? Are you a car or are you a child of God? Come on. It all comes back to Jesus. Let's all stand. Get some keys. Awesome. Thanks, Tiana. So in reality, God's will for your life is very simple. It's not about doing. If you think about it, and if you keep thinking, oh, I got to do this, I got to do this for my life, you're cooked, okay? You're done. Just be a child of God. Be a son. Don't be an orphan. Don't worry about who's around you, what other people are doing, how much other people are making. But humble yourself, truly. If you know this, just lean into this. If God spoke to you in any measure of what's been said today, just lean into this. Lord, I pray for all of my brothers and sisters. Holy Spirit, I pray that you do what you do best and you reveal the Son, that you reveal Jesus in every heart in this place. Jesus, I pray that we make it less about us and more about you. That the more we decrease, the more you increase. Help us to choose the better portion, Lord. Lord, we recognize it's easier said than done. But Lord, I pray for your peace. I pray for your love to guide us into making the right decisions, Lord. I pray that the people in this house are motivated by love, to choose love over opinions, over being right, over looking a certain way, over impressing people that don't even really care. And I thank you, Jesus, that you have done it all. You have paid it all. I want us to just take like 10, 15 seconds, maybe even 30 seconds if we're really pushing it, to just, let's just look at ourselves. Just close your eyes and imagine a mirror standing in front of you. And whatever you see, just tell him. Tell him what you see. Let his desires become yours. Love what he loves and hate what he hates. Let's be one with Christ. Not just today, but moving forward, we understand that the will of God made simple is to say this, less of me and more of you in every area of my life. You are a good Father. You are a good, good Father. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Whew. Let's give God the glory. Let's give him the honor. Let's just thank him. Thank you guys for coming. Thank you guys for being family. Thank you for listening to me when I told you to move closer. I appreciate that. Love you guys. Have a beautiful week. Enjoy the weather. And yeah, love you. Mwah.